Hello, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. Today, we are talking to people in your area about local issues, and of course, your opinions are needed. This service is speaking confidential, and I would like to start by getting to know if you are registered to vote.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I was wondering if you are registered to vote in Georgia?
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. Do you think of yourself as a male, a female, a genderqueer, a gender non-conforming, or not exclusively male nor female? Or would you say that you are an additional gender category or other, maybe?
Female.
Thank you. And what's your year of birth, ma'am? I'm sorry.
January 18, 1998.
Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
Okay, and would you say that you are Mexican, Mexican-American, or Chicano? Would you say that you are Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican?
South Salvadorian.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Also, what's your race, ma'am? Would you say that you are white, African-American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Hispanic, Latino.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And also, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associate's degree.
Okay, thank you so much for that. No matter how personally you vote in election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Would you mind reading the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means you have some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all?
10.
Thank you so much for that. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied, ma'am?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you so much for that. Now I will ask you to please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is Donald Trump. How favorable do you feel towards him from 0 to 10?
0.
Okay. What about the Republican Party? From 0 to 10, how favorable do you feel about them?
5.
Okay. What about the Democratic Party? How favorable do you feel about them?
5.
Okay, thank you. How do you feel about Senator Raphael Warnock?
4.
Thank you. How do you feel about Kamala Harris?
4.
How do you feel about Joe Biden?
0.
Thank you. How do you feel about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Never heard of him.
Okay, thank you so much for that. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for the Republican Donald Trump, for Democrat Joe Biden, for a third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent or third party? Or would you say that you will vote for the political offices but not president, or will not vote at all in the upcoming election?
On Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? To be your House Representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republic.
Okay, thank you so much. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? The first one is, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most in voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Would you say that you agree with the statement B or statement A?
A.
And would you say that you agree with the statement A somewhat more, or just much more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Which of the following statement is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? The first one is, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. I also have, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And then I have, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
Option three.
Okay, thank you. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? How do you feel about the future of the planet, negative or positive?
Negative.
What about your own future? Do you feel negative or positive?
Negative.
What about the future of the country? Negative or positive?
Negative.
Thank you so much for that. From your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting harder or easier for you? Or has it been about the same?
About the same.
Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. The first one is, I don't like any of the candidates. Then I also have, I don't have time to vote. Then I also have, because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. And then I have, I don't know enough about the candidates. We also have, it is too difficult for me to vote. Then I also have, because voting doesn't change things that matter to me, or also racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote.
Option one.
Uh-huh. And the other one?
And I don't have time.
Okay. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. All politicians, Democrats, Republicans, racist politicians, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that you believe that the threat is a near certainty to happen. A 5 means you are not sure. A 0 means you believe that the threat will certainly not happen. The first one is sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors. From 0 to 10, do you think that this is a threat that is certainly happening or not? From 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. What about increasing political violence in response to American elections?
10.
What about preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal?
10.
What about having armed vigilance guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote?
10.
Then allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
10.
went about arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote?
10.
What about giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech?
10.
What about restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters?
0.
What about creating surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives?
5.
Thank you. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? Would you say it is a big problem, somewhat of a problem, or a small problem, or not a problem?
A problem.
Big problem or somewhat of a problem?
Somewhat of a problem.
Thank you. Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
No.
Okay, thank you. Below are some statements the Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about the statement. We're 10 if you're extremely concerned about the statement. A 5 means you are not neither concerned nor unconcerned about the statement. And 0 means you are not at all concerned about the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. The first one is, MAGA Republicans are trying to silence our voices because they think what our collective power can achieve, like how we've organized in unions to win higher wages against wealthy corporations. From 0 to 10, how concerned are you about this?
5.
Okay. Then I have, when we come together and vote, we can choose leaders who will work to raise our wages and crack down wealthy corporations while our price goes in and driving up the cost of living. From 0 to 10, how concerned are you about this?
10.
Okay. Then I have MAGA Republicans are working diligently to suppress the votes of tens of thousands of Americans, sometimes by illegal intimidating practices. From 0 to 10?
0.
Okay. And then I have now nearly 60 years after the passage of the Civil Rights Act, racist MAGA politicians want to roll back our freedom to vote and pick their own voters. From 0 to 10, how concerned is that for you?
5.
Thank you. Here is a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which of the one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to 2. The first one is signing petitions, volunteering for a local organization in my community, donating to political campaigns or organizations, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, or occupying buildings, talking to friends and family about politics, voting in state or local elections such as for governor or mayor, marching in a protest, boycotting a company, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, or calling, writing, emailing local politicians.
Talking to friends and family, voting in a federal location.
I'm sorry, talking to friends and family about politics?
Yes.
And the other one?
Voting for federal election.
Okay, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please write the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. Means that your vote has a little power. 5 means that you just lose some power. Or 10 or 0 means that your vote has no power at all.
5.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. One last time. The November 2024 election for president were held today. For whom would you vote? The Republican Donald Trump, the Democrat Joe Biden, the third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent or third party? Or would you vote for other political officers who are not president? Or would you not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
I'll not vote at all.
I'm sorry, one more time?
I'll not vote at all.
So you're not voting at all. Which of the following are you more concerned about? Donald Trump's criminal charges and threats to democracy, or Joe Biden's aging, mental, and physical health?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so much for that. If the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Do you consider yourself as strong or not so strong, Republican?
Not too strong.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay. And would you say that you're somewhat conservative or very conservative? I'm sorry.
Somewhat conservative.
Okay. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No.
Okay. Never been a member. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
Own.
Thank you. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
Yes, United States.
Thank you. Were your parents born in the United States or another company?
In another country.
Okay. And one of them was born in another country, or both of them were born in another country?
Both.
Okay, and for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your current job and your current employment status? Would you say that you're working full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off? Would you say that you are unemployed, retired, permanently disabled? Are you a homemaker, or a stay-at-home parent, or a student?
Full-time.
Okay, thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total income from all sources before taxes? Would you say that it is
25 to 35.
Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am. Have a wonderful.
You too. Bye.